In this episode, we share a journal entry about finding hope in a place of deep despair. The writer reflects on a time when he was planning to end his life and how a moment of unexpected connection changed everything. If thoughts of suicide are difficult for you right now, you might want to save this one for when you're grounded. But if you can hold it, there's something beautiful here. This is Salma Hassan Ali, and you're listening to Nature Sacred's Bench Stories. It amazes me what people are willing to share of themselves in a public journal, knowing others will read it. Perhaps because others will read it. I guess it's a way to feel less alone, a way to reach out to someone, a way to pass on some hope. I've read through thousands of journal entries that were written in these little yellow journals tucked under benches in green spaces. But when I came across this one, it stopped me in my tracks. I'd like to share it with you. These are the words that people leave behind. I found this place accidentally one day while walking my dogs. The same day, I was thinking about ending my life. It was a tough year for me. I was alone. I was lonely, stressed. I was struggling with school, with love, with God. All because I discovered that I was gay. My family abandoned me, though I was handsome, intelligent, successful. I had only 2 months before I graduated law school. But I had no one to support me, to tell me, job well done. Anyway, I walked into this sacred place in the cemetery in a daze. I let the dogs go. They ran to a headstone. It was of a gay veteran. They were proud of the life they had lived. They had hopes, dreams. They were happy. I remember crying like a child that day. My eyes opened up, my heart trembled, my soul ached. And then I realized I was not alone. That God loved me just the way I was, just the way I am. He created me in His likeness. I did not take my life, nor have I thought about it since that day. I went from being homeless, hungry, abandoned, to graduating law school, finding love, and having 2 kids with a wonderful partner. I visit this place every day. A place that saved my life. A place that gives me hope. My dogs love it as well. We should all take time out just to reflect and think about all the good things in our lives. Thank you. You've been listening to Nature Sacred's Bench Stories with Salma Hassan Ali.